I'm Leo Sidran with The Art of the Story. Today's piece comes from Kyla Marshall.
Vocalist Vuyo Sotashe grew up in a musical family in Butterworth, a small pastoral town in South Africa, and fell in love with Black American music through his father's record collection. After admiring contemporary jazz artists from afar, he moved to New York on a Fulbright scholarship, where he joined a community of up-and-coming artists including Chanel Johns, India Owens, Jay Horde, Russell Hall, and Emmett Cohen. While studying at William Paterson University, he was introduced to pianist Chris Padishall, and the two developed a close creative partnership. Their new project, Invocation, is a four-track EP that digs deep into emotion and vulnerability, their own and the listener's.
I think in us deciding to work in dual form and also kind of centering the way in which we relate to one another, our relationship, how we've grown, how we've seen each other through so many things, and then also letting that, you know, be in conversation with how we improvise when we choose songs. Like, how do we show up for one another in a song? Why do we pick a song? Like, what are we trying to say here? And what are we trying to, like, have people leave with? So I think the consistent asking of those questions whenever we come together, and also this trust where there's no artistic integrity to prove to one another. There's a place that people can come in to confront themselves and then leave with something, and not a place where people can forget, you know, not a place for people to come and be swept away, but a place where, you know, we can be in our bodies, where we can see ourselves, see one another.
Sotashe and Padishall imbue Duke Ellington's I Got It Bad with more nuance and depth than it typically receives, as they do with a stirring rendition of Randy Newman's I Think It's Gonna Rain Today, arrangements developed largely on the bandstand.
These moments kind of felt like these cosmic agreements. We could go anywhere. That's one of the things that Chris also says, that he could try anything and he will always feel caught by me, or I could try anything and he will always be present for it. So I think a lot of the repertoire choices came from the improvisatory energy. We whittled down these four performances from what we've distilled over time, over the many rooms we've been in.
Broken windows and empty hallways, a pale dead moon in a sky filled with gray.
Invocation is available now wherever you get your music. I'm Kyla Marshall, WBGO News.